A restless wind moaned through the rafters of the old house. A piece of loose tin banged on the roof. Three nervous hearts banged away in their respective bodies. Yikes. I shouldn't have used that word, bodies. It sounds too scary, and this deal has gotten about as scary as it needs to be, without any talk about, well, you know. Let's back up. Our three hearts were beating, yes, but they had nothing whatsoever to do with bodies or skeletons or ghosts or anything like that. They were just beating. That's what hearts are supposed to do, right? Yes, ours were whamming around in our chests, not bodies, in our chests. Okay, we were scared. Even I was scared. Who wouldn't be scared? The door had just slammed shut, the windows were all boarded up, and Drover was the first to break into sheer panic. He started jumping around and running in circles. Oh my gosh, Hank, help, murder, mayday, my leg. Little Alfred had been a brave little explorer up to now, but when Drover fell apart, the boy's lower lip pooched outward and downward and began to quiver.
I want my mommy, and I want to go home.
I tried to think. My mind was racing. Alfred, try the door. See if you can open it. He didn't move. He appeared to be frozen.
I want my mommy.
Hey, everybody wants your mommy, but you're the only one of us who can open that door. Alfred, open the dad-blasted door. A tear slid down his cheek, and my goodness, his lower lip was pooched out about 6 inches.
I'm scared of hangmans, and I don't like this place. And I want my mommy.
Well, we'd lost him. He was useless. And Drover, you talk about useless. After squeaking and running in circles, he found an old feed sack in the corner and tried to hide under it. That's right. Nosed his way under it so that all you could see of him was his hiney and stub tail sticking up in the air. The little goof. That left me to hold our little group together. And yes, to find some way out of this dangerous turn of events. I had to come up with a plan. Real quick. Eddie? Eddie, can you hear me? Silence. Then I heard this reply, made in a loud, raspy, hacksaw voice. I can hear you, but I ain't Eddie. Upon hearing the strange voice, I was almost overcome by a sudden urge to, well, run through the wall, which I tried to do, and which didn't work. The voice from above spoke again. What was that loud crash? What's going on down there, and who are you? I scraped myself up off the floor, straightened my nose, and shook the stars out of my head. I can't tell you what my name is until I find out who you are. Huh! Too bad for you, 'cause I ain't talking. All right, then tell me this. Are you one of the black hooded hangmans? I heard whispering. Then? Yes, we are black hooded hangmans, we surely are, and we're fixing to start hooting and hang you from the nearest tree if you don't scram out of here and leave us alone is what we're fixing to do. Are you that little bitty ghost with the mask over his eyes? Why, yes, of course. Yes, that's me. How did you know? Well, we know 'cause we seen you creeping around up here in the dark is how we know. And I can tell you right now that we ain't scared of you, not even a little bit. Fine, because I'm not scared of you either. That was a small lie. A big lie, actually, but I had to say something. Well, you aren't to be scared of us. We're tough, we're mean, and we're dangerous, ain't we, son? It was then that I heard the voice of the second black-hooded hangman.
We're terrible and mean.
There, you see? That's my boy. He's 8 foot tall, weighs 435 pounds, and looks like a gorilla. He eats trees and horses and big rocks, and he ain't scared of you not one bit, are you, son?
Well,
see, I told you, And if you don't go away and leave us alone, I'm just liable to send my boy down there to whip you.
Now, Paul, wait just a second.
See, I've got this boy on a chain, a big old heavy log chain, and he's up here just a-lunging against that chain, 'cause he ain't had a bloody fight in 2 whole days, and he's just a-burning up to start a fight with somebody.
Paul, I wish you wouldn't say things like that.
Hush up. Tell him how big you are.
I'm real big, real big.
Now tell him how mean you are.
And I'm real mean, real mean.
Good. Now tell him how bad you want to go down there and whip the stuffings out of him.
Okay. And Pa says your mama eats boogers.
Dead silence. Son, I did not say that. Now that ghost is liable to come up here, and you ought to be ashamed of yourself for spreading trash and lies about your own daddy, your very own flesh and blood. And you just, Mr. Ghost, I did not say that terrible thing about your dear old mother.
He did too. And he said she wears dirty socks, too.
Junior, shame on you for... Son, you're fixing to get your poor old daddy thrashed is what's fixing to happen.
By this time, I had pretty muchly solved the mystery of the black-hooded hangman's in the loft. And this is really going to surprise you. You'll never guess who those guys were. See, Eddie the Rack had caught a glimpse of them in the darkness and had reported that they were black-hooded hangmans. That had thrown me off the track just for a few minutes, but not for long. See, once I heard them talking, I ran a voice scan through data control, and when the report came back, it said... Hang on, you'll never believe this. The report said that we had a couple of buzzards up there, and we even had their names. Wallace and Junior. Are you shocked? Surprised? Not me. I'd suspected all along that... Okay, I was a little surprised, too. Anyways, this was a good turn of events. I was feeling a whole lot better about the future, for while two buzzards can make noise and talk a lot of trash, they're fairly harmless birds. Okay, guys... It's time for show and tell. I can now reveal that I know your names. Not only your names, but who you are and what you do for a living. Shall I continue? In the gloom, I could barely see Junior's head peek over the loft.
Oh, Mr. Ghost, Mr. Pa, I can see him now, and he ain't a ghost.
What do you mean he ain't a ghost?
I mean, he ain't a ghost, 'cause he's a dog.
A dog? Son, I talked to that ghost myself, and I know for a fact that he ain't a dog.
He is too a dog.
Is not a dog.
He is too a dog. Just look for yourself.
He gave me a shy smile and waved the tip of his wing.
Hi there, doggy.
How's it going, Junior?
Oh, well, we came here because of the snowstorm, and we thought we saw a ghost.
Wallace's ugly bald head came into view.
Son, that is a ghost in a dog suit is what that is, and we are still in serious trouble.
No, he's our doggy friend.
Our...
Wallace craned his neck and squinted his eyes at me. I gave him a little wave. He snapped his head around to Junior. Then he snapped it around to me. Then he puffed himself up and yelled,
Son, that there is a dog!
By this time, little Alfred could see the two buzzards up in the choir loft. The tears stopped flowing down his cheeks, and he even managed to smile.
Why, it's... Buzzards, Hanky. Two big old buzzards.
That's right, son. And I hope you'll remember who unhaunted the haunted house and unhooded the hooded hangmans. I'm not one to brag and boast, but, well, you know your ma and how she gets mad at me, and Everyone needs a friend, if you know what I mean. He nodded and grinned. But then, a shadow passed over his face.
Hanky, I miss my mommy. Let's get Eddie and go home.
Good idea. Hey, Eddie, come on out and let's go home. Hurry up before the snow gets too deep. Wallace glared down at me. Who's Eddie? We've got no Eddies up here, just me and Junior, so there's no call for you to be yelling about. Just then, Eddie came monkey walking into view. Wallace stared at him for a moment. His eyes popped open, and so did his beak. He jumped backwards and flapped his wings. Yeah! Go on, get out! Junior, what is that thing that just come walking out of the darkness and... Son, it's that ghost with the mask in... Yeah, ghost, yeah! Pretty exciting, huh? And you probably think the scary part is over, right? Not quite. Just wait and see what happened when we left the haunted house.